Good morning, everyone. Welcome to morning prayer. I'm going to start with a quote from our favorite guy, Ernest Holmes, Science of Mind. This is a quotation on love. Love is the central flame of the universe. Nay, the very fire itself. Love is self-givingness through creation, the impartation of the divine through the human. Love is an essence, an atmosphere which defies analysis, as does life itself. It is that which is and cannot be explained. Love reigns supreme over all. The essence of love, while elusive, pervades everything, fires the heart, stimulates the emotion, renews the soul, and proclaims the spirit. And I have one more. Let's see if I can access a little quote. It's one of my favorite quotes on love. And this is Mary Oliver from the poem Wild Geese. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. So let me start this prayer with love. I allow myself to love what I love. I was born to love. And this is our human condition. We are little love machines. I let love lead the way in all that I do, in all that I encounter. And love does reign supreme in all my relationships, starting with myself. If I am a wonderful idea in the mind of spirit, then the best thing I can do to honor that is to love myself. By love and respecting myself, I am honoring that great spirit of love. I receive and I give, and I can look at the mirror and at myself in the morning and say, hey, good looking. Knowing that I am okay. I am an essential part of this universe, and it is an essential part of me. And my primary relationship, besides the one with this human body, with this soul, is my relationship with spirit. That is all there is. That's the core of everything. That essence, that divine essence, grounded in love, grounded in spirit, is available everywhere. If I open my eyes, if I allow my senses to move outside of this body, I realize that I am connected to everything and everyone. And that love pervades everything. That energy that is the divine, that cosmic intelligence is in everything and everybody I encounter. So I allow myself to be in love with God and to revel in that beauty and joy of every moment. And to not be in denial. Every moment isn't necessarily lovely, but I have that choice. And I also have the choice to see everyone in my life with a great heart of compassion. My beloveds from the past, my ancestors. There is a deep grounding and a deep connection and a deep respect. And I recognize that that good is not just in those I favor, but that divine essence, that goodness is in everyone and everything. And so I let go of judgments. I let go of old beliefs, old things, that limitations that get in the way of my direct relationships with everyone I encounter, with this physical and non-physical world. So I let my truth be love. I let that flow carry me. I let the love that I see and feel come in and go out equally. And I am full. I'm completely satisfied. I'm full up with love, and there's room for more. So I know these words are powerful and strong and perfect. And I release these words. I let go. I let God. And with a grateful heart, I say, and so it is.